Hello, and welcome back to Physics Unlocked, the podcast that turns tricky GCSE topics into exam-ready knowledge. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into background radiation, which is topic 7.5 on the OCR GCSE physics specification. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Background radiation sounds a bit scary, but actually, this is one of the most fascinating topics in the whole specification because it's happening all around you right now as you listen to this. Every single second, radiation from rocks beneath your feet, from the food you eat, from the stars above, and even from inside your own body is passing through you. And the exam board absolutely loves testing this topic because it combines factual recall with a really satisfying calculation skill. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to name and categorize all the key sources of background radiation, perform the corrected count rate calculation with confidence, use the correct units for activity and dose, and dodge every single common mistake that trips up candidates in the exam. Let's get started. So, what exactly is background radiation? The definition you need to learn, and I mean learn word for word, is this. Background radiation is low-level ionizing radiation that is present at all times from both natural and man-made sources. Let's unpack that. First, low-level. This means the dose is small enough that it doesn't cause immediate harm to healthy people. Second, ionizing. This is crucial. Background radiation is ionizing radiation. It has enough energy to remove electrons from atoms, which is what makes it potentially harmful in large doses. This is why we do not include mobile phones, Wi-Fi routers, or microwave ovens as sources of background radiation. Those emit non-ionizing radiation. I cannot stress this enough. Writing mobile phones in an exam answer about background radiation will cost you marks. Every single time. Now, let's go through the sources. OCR divides them into natural sources and man-made sources, starting with natural sources. The single biggest contributor, and this is your number one fact to memorize, is radon gas. Radon accounts for approximately 51% of all background radiation in the UK. It's a naturally occurring radioactive gas that seeps up from rocks and soil, particularly from granite. This is why people in Cornwall and parts of Scotland, where granite is common, receive a higher background dose than people in London. Radon is an alpha emitter, which means it's most dangerous when inhaled because alpha particles cause the most ionization over a short distance inside lung tissue. The second natural source is gamma radiation from the ground and buildings, about 14%. Building materials like bricks and concrete contain trace amounts of naturally occurring radioactive elements. The third natural source is food and drink, about 11.5%. Everything you eat contains tiny amounts of radioactive carbon-14 and potassium-40. Yes, bananas are mildly radioactive. And finally, cosmic rays from space, about 10%. These are high-energy particles from the sun and beyond that constantly bombard the Earth. People who fly frequently, like pilots and cabin crew, receive a slightly higher dose from cosmic rays because there's less atmosphere to shield them at altitude. Now for man-made sources. The largest man-made contributor is medical sources. X-rays, CT scans, and nuclear medicine at approximately 15%. This is your key fact. Medical is the largest man-made source. A common exam trap is to say, nuclear power stations are the biggest man-made source. They are not. Nuclear power and weapons testing together contribute less than half of 1%. That's negligible. The exam board specifically tests whether you know this, so please commit it to memory. Now, let's talk about the corrected count rate calculation. This is the mathematical skill OCR tests in almost every paper. When you're measuring the activity of a radioactive source in a lab, your Geiger counter doesn't just detect radiation from the source. It also detects the background radiation that's always present. So if you just write off the Geiger counter, you'll get a number that's too high. You need to correct for this. The formula is beautifully simple. Corrected count rate equals measured count rate minus background count rate. Let me walk you through how this works in practice. Imagine you set up a Geiger counter in a lab. First, with no source present, you take a background reading. Let's say it's 20 counts per minute. Then you place your radioactive source nearby and take a reading. The counter shows 340 counts per minute. To find the true count rate from the source alone, you subtract 340 minus 20 equals 320 counts per minute. That 320 is your corrected count rate. In the exam, the background reading is almost always given as the reading with no source present or before the source was introduced. Always look for that phrase in the data table. It's your background count to subtract. Now, let's talk about units, because this is another area where candidates lose marks. There are two units you must not confuse. Activity is measured in becquerels, symbol BQ. 1, becquerel equals 1 decay per second. Radiation dose, that is, the effect of radiation on the human body, is measured in sieverts, symbol ACV. OCR frequently tests unit conversions, particularly between sieverts and millisieverts. Remember, the prefix milli means 1,000th, so 1 sievert equals 1,000 millisieverts. The average annual background dose in the UK is about 2.7 millisieverts, which you can also write as 0.0027 sieverts. Finally, let's touch on two terms OCR specifically tests, irradiation and contamination. Irradiation means being exposed to a source of radiation from outside your body. The source itself is not on or in you. You're just in the radiation field. Contamination means radioactive material has actually got onto or into your body, on your skin, in your lungs, from breathing, or in your digestive system from eating. Contamination is generally considered more dangerous because the source stays close to your cells and keeps irradiating them.
Right, let's go through the exam tips and the mistakes I see candidates make time and time again. Mistake number one, listing non-ionizing sources. Mobile phones, Wi-Fi, microwaves, these are not background radiation. If you write them, you will not receive credit and you may actually lose marks.
Mistake number two, forgetting to subtract the background count. In a calculation question, if you see a table with a reading taken with no source or background only, that is your signal to subtract. If you just use the raw measured count rate, your answer will be wrong and you'll lose the mark for the calculation step.
Mistake number three, saying nuclear power stations are the biggest contributor. They are not. Radon is the biggest natural source. Medical is the biggest man-made source. Nuclear industry is negligible.
Mistake number four, confusing becquerels and sieverts. Becquerel measures activity, how many decays per second. Sievert measures dose, the biological effect on the body. They are completely different things.
Exam tip one, when you see a data table and a question, scan it immediately for a row labeled background, no source, or before source added. Circle it, that's your background count rate.
Exam tip two, for AO1 questions asking you to state sources, give specific name sources. Don't just say rocks, say radon gas from rocks and soil. Don't just say space, say cosmic rays from space. The more specific your answer, the more likely you are to match the mark scheme.
Exam tip three, always include units in your final answer for calculations. A corrected count rate without counts per minute, or BQ, will not receive the mark for the answer in many mark schemes.
Okay, quiz time. I'll ask a question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the largest single source of background radiation in the UK?
Radon gas from rocks and soil, 51%.
Question two. What is the largest man-made source of background radiation?
Medical sources. X-rays and CT scans, approximately 15%.
Question 3. What is the formula for corrected count rate?
Corrected count rate equals measured count rate minus background count rate.
Question 4. What unit is used to measure radiation dose?
The sievert, symbol SEVAS.
Question 5. What unit is used to measure the activity of a radioactive source?
The becquerel, symbol BQ.
Question 6. How many millisieverts are in 1 sievert?
1,000 millisieverts. Let's bring it all together.
Background radiation is low-level ionizing radiation present everywhere from natural sources, mainly radon, ground gamma, food, and cosmic rays, and man-made sources, mainly medical. Radon is the biggest single contributor at 51%. Medical is the biggest man-made source. Nuclear power is negligible. When calculating the true count rate from a source, always subtract the background count rate. Activity is in becquerels, dose is in sieverts, 1 sievert equals 1,000 millisieverts. And never, ever include mobile phones or Wi-Fi as sources of background radiation.
You've got this. Background radiation is one of those topics where knowing a handful of specific facts in one calculation will earn you marks across multiple question types. Revise the pie chart of sources, practice the subtraction calculation, and make sure you're confident with your units.
Thanks so much for listening to Physics Unlocked. Good luck in your exams. You're going to do brilliantly. See you next time.